Good evening, Mary Levin.
We'd like to welcome everyone to shirandjoy.com. Today, Shir is being sponsored Lezecher u'le'ilui nishmas Manish Yitzchok ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor for dedicating the Shir le'ilui nishmaso, and we hope that his neshama will have a very big aliyah in the merit of the learning that we do tonight. I also want to begin, of course, by thanking Jake. We're beginning a new season. A new season, Tafshin Ten Pei Hei. A new opening season. We're not going to really have Bereshis, but it's the first year. As we know, Bereshis was swallowed up by Yom Tov, and we'll talk a little bit about it. I also want to mention that, I was a Talmud in Yeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. I think also Esther knew Rebbetzin David and has a very close connection to Yeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. And it was a very tragic patira of the Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Shlomo Haliwa. He was nifter yesterday, a very young man, 66. He was only the Rosh HaYeshiva for 1 year. Rav Aaron Shachter, he was a legend. Rav Aaron Shachter was a Rosh HaYeshiva for well over 50 years. And he groomed Rav Shlomo. We all saw how he was groomed to lead. He was a very holy person, had a levaya today. It was a very elevating levaya. I never went through a levaya like this where I really walked away uplifted, even though it was such a enormous tragedy, enormous. But it was such a holy levaya, and they were crying 3 hours straight, and it was an experience. All the maspidim said incredible things about him. I never knew. It's a shame. So I want to learn also lezecher nishmasai. I live in Flatbush, and the whole Flatbush is really in shock. Not everyone has a connection to Chaim Berlin, but there's not a shul in Flatbush that did not take note and suffer the loss of their Rosh HaYeshiva and Mo Hashem Elokecha Doreish Meimach. It's very tragic. And within a year, three people died in the yeshiva: the Rosh HaYeshiva, the Mashkiach, the Rosh HaYeshiva's son, and now his son-in-law, the next Rosh HaYeshiva. And Mo Hashem Elokecha Doreish Meimach. This is something that we have to ask ourselves: what's going on? What is going on? All right, let's get down to learning. I want to discuss something that is shared in Shabbat and Parshas Bereshis, last week's Parshas, something we didn't have a chance really to learn very much. Parshas Bereshis. We went right from Simchas Torah into Shabbos Bereshis and Shabbos Noach, and that is Noach himself and the Mabul. It's very interesting that the description, the analysis of the Dor in Hashem's desire to destroy the world and bring a Mabul appears twice. On the one hand, it appears in Parshas Bereshis, in the Maftir. Okay, the Maftir, I'll read it in a second. The Maftir talks about, oh, man is evil, man is problematic, and man has to come to an end. And then we sit back, we go through an entire week, and then we read the same thing again. What do I mean? Let me read the Pesukim. Parshas Bereshis, not Noach. Parshas Bereshis. The very end of Parshas Bereshis. Vayar Hashem. It's the Maftir. Vayar Hashem, Hashem saw. Ki rabo ro'as ha'odom. Man's, his tolerance, his behavior of evil is very great. Ba'aretz. The whole Yetzer Machshavos Libo and the passion of the thoughts of his heart. Rak ra kol hayom. The entire day, man is planning and plotting to do evil. Vayinochem Hashem Hashem. He had charata, he regretted. Different ways to translate this pasuk. Rashi says a little different, but basically, Vayinochem Hashem ki osa es ha'odom Ba'aretz vayis'atzev el libo. Hashem had regret that he created man on the earth and he was sad. His heart was sad. That's not really the way Rashi translates it, but I'll leave it for now, that translation. Vayomer Hashem, Hashem said, Emcha es ha'adam, I'm gonna wipe out, I'm gonna melt. Emcha, I will dissolve. I will destroy man, Asher Barasi, which I created, me'al p'nei ha'adama, me'adam adhema, once man is no longer needed. So who needs the animal kingdom? Ad remes, v'yad oif ha'shamayim ki nichamti ki asisim, v'noyach, oh, there's one exception. V'noyach motzo chein be'enei Hashem. Noyach is the only person that found favor in the eyes of Hashem to save. Ad kan yiskadal v'yiskadash ve'rabo parshas bereishis comes to an end. Very nice. Whole week goes by, 7 days, 6 days. And then basically we start parshas Noyach with the same story all over again. Eile told us Noyach. Noyach ish tzadik. Tamim hoya b'dereisa v'eshlochim b'tzalach Noyach. He had three children. V'yelenoch shlosh abonim eshem eschom yis yofes. And then we just mentioned v'tisho ches oretz. With me'al helokim v'timole oretz chomas. The earth was filled with violence. It was destroyed. It was corrupt. All flesh was corrupt. They destroyed their way on the earth. The end of mankind has come before me. There are gazlanim. There's violence. There's corruption. Extortion, the hinni mashchisa min haaretz, I will destroy them from the earth, and v'chulu v'chulu make a teva, go into the teva, and you'll be saved. Take the animals, take two animals from the non-kosher, seven from the kosher, go into the teva, and this way we will preserve a new world. We will prepare for a new world after Hashem destroys this world. All right, we all know the story. We all know there's a lot of it. Everyone can darshan for hours ideas on Noyach. But I want to focus on why is the story mentioned twice? Why is the story mentioned in Parshas Bereishis and again in Parshas Noyach? And if we look closely, it's not really mentioned twice. It's almost as if we're describing two very different stories. In Parashas Bereishis, the focus is man, Adam. It says in Parashas Bereishis, Hashem saw, ki rabo, great, ro'as, the evil, ha'adam, ba'aretz. Man's evil is very great. Number two, twice it says Adam. Number three, asher four, me Adam ad behema ad remes v'yalef hashemayim kinicham dekiyasim. Four times does it say in these few psukim, Hashem is fed up with Adam, mankind. Noach, on the other hand, Motza Chein. In Parshas Bereishis, in Parshas Noach, Parshas Noach, when we repeat the story of the corruption of the world, the evil of the world, there is no mention of Adam. Instead, we mention ki hishchis kol bosar darkoy al aretz. And the earth, vatishoches haaretz, the earth is corrupt. Ki nishchasa ki. Number two, we mentioned the earth. We mentioned. Let's go in order. Vatishaches haaretz. Number one. Lifnei ha'alukim. Vati mole haaretz. Number two. Vayar alukim es haaretz. Number three. Vine nishchasa ki hishchis. We mentioned now kol bosar es darkoi al haaretz. Whoa. Four times, Aretz. Vayom Elokim, Lenoach Kates called Basar, the end of flesh, Bolif and Aikim, Molah Ha'aretz, five times. Chamas Mibnehem, Kivihinni Mashri, Sam Es Ha'aretz, six times. I think that's it. Well, I can't count there again. I'm confused. Six times we mention the Aretz. Parshas Noach, there's no mention of the Aretz. We mention Odom. Adam has got to go. And in Parshas Bereishis, we don't mention the Aretz. We don't mention that there's corruption among the Aretz, Basar. We get to the point. We get right down. Adam is corrupt. Kol yetzer machshavos libo ra kol hayom. Ki rabba ra'at ha'adam. Then we mention Hashem eschalotu ki asa Adam. Encha es ha'adam, Adam. In Parshas Noach, there's no Adam. Disappears. We're destroying the Oretz and the Basar. What's this? What's this? It's a different story. Look, where is the, who is corrupt? Is Adam corrupt or is the Oretz corrupt? Number two, in Parshas Bereishis, we mentioned that Noach motza chein. In Parshas Noach, we don't mention he has chen. Chen is manas chinam. Hashem likes Noach. Can't give you a reason. Can't give you. I just like him. You like a person because you like them. Is it because they did mitzvahs? No. Is it because they're rich? No. Is it because they're good looking? No. You like a person. Chen is something that you really, you can't explain. It relates to the neshama. It's miloshon chinam, free. You don't really have a good explanation why you like certain people, why you do not like certain people. Chen is, you like him for no reason other than you like him. In Parshas Noach, the redeeming quality of Noach is he's a tzaddik. That's the second, that's the, what is it, which pasuk is that? The first pasuk in the parashas Noach. Eile told us Noach, Noach ish tzaddik. A tzaddik has earned the title tzaddik. He has done mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, he has exercised yirah shamayim. A tzaddik is a term which connotes you earn your keep. You have decisions to make. It's to do the right thing, to do the wrong thing, and you choose to do the right thing. You're called a tzaddik. Yosef HaTzaddik. Why is he called Yosef HaTzaddik? He was oimed in the nisoyon of Ishes Potiphar. He's called a tzaddik. He supported his family. He's called a tzaddik. He supported the whole world. He saved the world. He's a tzaddik. Mavchein. Not Noach, Hashem chose to spare Noach because he was a tzaddik, not because he had chen. So we're coming across something very interesting. First of all, we have the story repeated. Bizarre. Torah doesn't repeat the story for no reason. The story of the Mabul is repeated twice. For no apparent reason, really back to back. If the two stories would be in one parasha, if we would not be mafsik between Bereshis and Noach with 6 days in the middle, and we would just like read another paragraph and divide up the aliyahs differently, then we would right away jump, whoa, what's going on over here? There's repetition. But because we break it up into two parashiyos, it's almost like The story is repeating. Why is it repeating itself? Number two, why in one story in Bereshis is the focus that man or mankind has become corrupt, whereas in Parshas Noach the focus is why has the earth, the inhabitants of the earth, the bosar of the earth, become corrupt? And why in Parshas Bereshis is the redeeming quality chayin? And why in Parshas Noach is the redeeming quality tzaddik? So I really don't know what to say. The question is an interesting question, and I'll talk around the topic, but I really don't have a good answer, and I really challenge you to think about this question. Why the difference? And if I'll just present a few things which come to mind. In Bereshis, the story of Bereshis does not conclude that there was a mabul. It basically says that Hashem had charata, he created Adam. And Rashi says, in the very last and the very last words of the parsha, ki nichamti ki asisem, Rashi says, Chashavti malasois al asher asisem. I'll think about it. Noach is motzei chein. No, and that's the end. The end. No mabul, no teva, no destruction. Man is corrupt to the core. But Noach is motzei chein. And I'll think about it. We'll talk about it another time. In the meantime, have a good night, and we'll talk about it. The parasha does not end with the destruction of the world, the apocalypse. Nothing garnished. We go home. We go eat lunch. Parshas Noach, it doesn't end well. Build a teva, go in, all the animals. We know all these stories, all these complications. There are a million midrashim, all these funny stories. And afterwards, the end. The world came to an end. The world was destroyed. It was a thorough destruction. And pretty much, we're living in version two of Earth. And version two of Earth is not pretty. There are a lot of midrashim. The difference between the earth, version one and version two, and the picture you get from the Midrashim is the version one was Gan Eden. And version two, it's not so pretty. I mean, obviously, it's an overstatement. The world is a beautiful world, and, it's a beautiful world, and just we shouldn't harm it. We should live in peace and enjoy the world that we have, but it's not the same. What's the difference? In version one, in the first parasha, the focus is on the Adam. Adam connotes God's creation. Adam is miloshein Adam lo elyon, a spiritual creature. Adam is also ofer min Adam, is earth. But Adam lo elyon, I will be similar, Adam lashon of to be compared. Adam is the same root as the word Adameh, to be comparable to the Most High. A person is created as the Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzelem Elokim. And although Adam is corrupt, the Pasuk says, Noach Motza Chein. Chein, Hashem saw an Adam a Chein. Parshas Noach, which does not end well, Hashem was not focusing on Adam. Hashem was focusing on the mundane element of creation. Even the mundane element has a certain bechira. Okay, these are all Kabbalistic things which I don't understand. But the earth, the mundane elements of a human being, of the Bria, it became corrupt. And there's no mokoim in the Oretz, the Bosar, the objects which are complete gashmias. When they go become corrupt, or where a man has made them corrupt, there is no redeeming quality. There is nothing that Hashem can see in them. There is no Adam Elo Elyon that can bring Hashem to Chein, Motze Chein. Only in the Ha'odam, this, that, there is a similarity between Adam and Hashem. There is a neshama. There is a spiritual element. Can one find a redeeming quality of chayin with regard to the basar, the aretz? The most Hashem can find is a tzaddik. Okay, you're a tzaddik. You don't deserve punishment. Therefore, I will save you. I will spare you. But when it's chayin, chayin is much greater. Much greater than being a tzaddik. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do any good deeds. But to achieve a level of where one is matza chayin b'enei Hashem, you'll save the whole world. Not only will you save yourself, you'll save the whole world with chayin. You don't necessarily have to do mitzvahs and Torah. I mean, that's, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But achieving, finding chayin b'enei Hashem in the tzura of Adam, Adame, in this that you strive to be similar to your creator in the midos. Hashem has midos. Mahu rachum, af ato tehei rachum. Mahu chanun, af ato tehei chanun. To emulate the midos of Hashem. Motzachain. Chazal say, the person has chain, biyodua, you can be certain that he is a yore shamayim. Yira Shamayim is synonymous with Chayin. And when there is Chayin, Hashem will spare the whole world. Parashas Bereishis describes the story of Hashem having Charata, Ki Yetzer Lev Ha'odam Rak Rak Kol Hayoyim. But the end is, no, Nichamti, I'll think about it. Why? Because there is one person who has a yore shamayim, who is motza chayin be'enav, and no, we'll leave it with that. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabah, close the Sefer Torah, put it back in the Aron HaKodesh, go enjoy Yisuda Shabbos. I'm not going to destroy the world. Because one person has yira shamayim, and he has achieved being similar to Hashem. And in his chus, the whole world is saved. But let's say chas v'shola, and there is not one person that has chayin, then, okay, we'll look for a tzaddik, a person who has done the right thing. You've done a tzaddik? Oh, I'm not going to harm you. You'll go into the teva, and you'll have food, and you'll be spared, and I will make a new world for you, and you'll take all the animals with you, and you will rebuild. But the world is going to be destroyed. Being a tzaddik is not enough to save the world. Being motza chayin, without all these special good deeds and heroic deeds and sukhuyos, just emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, attempting to learn from Hashem's ways, is midos, Chayin. I don't have to destroy the world. We'll figure out what to do. That's what I believe can be a partial resolution to the two stories. I was also thinking that there is something in between Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach, and that is the Haftorah. The Haftorah of Parshas Bereishis. Beautiful Haftorah. It's jam-packed with the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. And there is a pasuk here. It's a very famous, it's a story in the Gemara. We don't have time now, but it's a very famous pasuk and story. I actually forgot. I was trying to look up before we started and didn't find it. There was a Tana who found a child, a captive. I think it was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai who was the child. I'm not sure. I shouldn't say. I'm forgetting. And this Tana went to this. He went traveled a long distance because he heard that there was a child that was a captive. And the Tana was wondering, is it really kedai? Is it really worthy for me to spend an enormous amount of money to redeem this child? I won't redeem Sonu. I won't redeem him. No, he's not going to die. Whatever, he's being treated okay. Should I really spend the money? So he said, let me test it. Let me test him. And the Tana called out. He read the pasuk. He read the beginning of this pasuk. Pasuk is Mi Nosan. It's in the Haftorah. Bereishis. Mi Nosan. Lim Shisa Yaakov the Yisrael Levozazim. Who has delivered the Jewish people for plundering and for destruction? How could this be? How could Klal Yisrael find themselves in a situation where we are victims of the worst crimes of this world? How could it be that we are despised and we are hunted and the world treats us with a double standard and they mock us and they murder, steal, plunder? How could it be? It's a rhetorical question. Ninosan lim shisa Yaakov the Yisrael leboizism. How could it be that Klal Yisrael suffers this defeat? That's what he called out to the child. And the child answered back without a heartbeat. The conclusion of the pasuk. The child responded, Halay Hashem. It is Hashem that has delivered us. Zuchotanu loy. We have sinned to him. We have refused to follow in his ways. And we have not listened to his Torah. The child, a little child, recognized that the suffering of Klal Yisrael is a punishment because we have failed to be loyal to Hashem. We have sinned. Umibnei chatoenu golinu me'artzenu v'nishrachaknu mi'alad mosenu. And when the Rebbe heard this, a child who is suffering in captivity, he understands that this is a punishment for Klal Yisrael, for our sins. He realized this child is destined for greatness. This child is able to see through the veneer, to be makir, the emes, has the moon of pshut in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our suffering is not for nothing. It's to improve us, to make us reflect, improve our ways. And the Rebbe realized this is not just an ordinary child. This is a precious child. And the Rebbe went on to redeem him. And he became, I think he was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This is what we read in between Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach. You know why Hashem spared the Adam from the Mabul? Because Noach is Motzeh Chen be'enei Hashem. And what does it mean to be Motzeh Chen be'enei Hashem? It's this pasuk. Minosan l'meshitha Yaakov v'Yisrael l'boizazim. To be able to recognize Haloi Hashem, it's not just a coincidence. It is Hashem, he's speaking to Klal Yisrael, Zu chatanu loy, v'loy avu l'shmaya bedrachav, haloi. V'loy shamu b'koloi. This is the Matzah Chain. Not to go all over the world and do mitzvahs and chesed, and it's beautiful. It's very, very special. But Rachmana Liba boy, to be recognized, Haloi Hashem Zuchotanu. This is V'noyach Motzeh Chen Be'enei Hashem, why the parsha stops. And we'll figure out what to do. You've sinned, Chomach Shres Libo, Rak Kolayom. No! People make mistakes. In the meantime, we'll talk about it. Enjoy your Shabbos Suda. Rachmana Litzlan, we go ahead and we forget this pasuk. And Nochamo, we corrupt this world. Unfortunately, there's a mob. And we don't have the chain, we don't have the schus to save the world. There will be tzaddikim, and those tzaddikim will survive. But it's not the same. This is the lesson we learn. Combine the two parshios, Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noach, to look at the Mabul from both two different perspectives of the Mabul. What was Hashem thinking? Parshas Bereishis, Hashem was focusing on Ha'odom, but the Noach Motzachin. Parshas Noach, Hashem was focusing on Ki Hishchis Kol Aretz. Unfortunately, there can be times when there's no one to talk to. The Adam is sleeping. The Adam is not present. It's just a world of Gashmias. It's business. Just business. And there are tzaddikim and there are Rishonim. So the tzaddikim survive, the Rishonim don't survive. Business. That's not good. It's not enough to be a tzaddik. You have to be Motzeh Chen Be'enei Hashem. And as we said, Chen is synonymous with Yiras Shamayim. Adam Elo Elyon. What does Hashem want from me? That's what we have to think. I wish you all a year of success. I can wish you this year, Bereishis. This is our first week back in full swing. That you have a year, not just a week, a whole year of success and bracha, siyata d'shmaya, Yimali Hashem kol mishala, slivcha l'toiva Hashem shiv menachim klal Yisrael, haritzaris, Eretz Yisrael in America, mo Hashem elokecha shol meimach, a good kibbench to yar, brachah v'atzlocha to each and every one of you. Good night.